When was the last time you underwent a gene analysis?
Jehoshaphat, muttered Bailey.
Look, I'm Elijah Bailey. I'm from Earth.
From Earth? She cried vehemently. Skies above! Whatever are you doing here? Or is this some kind of complicated joke?
I'm not joking. I was called in to investigate Delmar's death. I'm a plainclothesman, a detective.
You mean that kind of investigation? But I thought everyone knew his wife did it.
No, ma'am, there's some question about it in my mind. May I have your permission to see the farm and you? As an Earthman, you understand, I'm not accustomed to viewing. It makes me uncomfortable. I have permission from the head of security to see people who might help me. I will show you the document if you wish.
Let's see it.
Bailey held the official strip up before her imaged eyes. She shook her head.
Seeing? It's filthy. Still, skies above, what's a little more filth than this filthy job?
Look here, though, don't you come close to me. You stay a good distance away. We can shout or send messages by robot if we have to, you understand?
I understand.
Her sleeping suit split open at the seam just as contact broke off, and the last word he heard from her was a muttered, Earthman.
That's close enough, said Clarissa.
Bailey, who was some 25 feet from the woman, said,
It's all right this distance, but I'd like to get indoors quickly.
It had not been so bad this time, somehow. He had scarcely minded the plane trip, but there was no point in overdoing it. He kept himself from yanking at his collar to allow himself to breathe more freely.
Clarissa said sharply, What's wrong with you? You look kind of beat.
Bailey said,
I'm not used to the outdoors.
That's right, Earthman. You've got to be cooped up or something. Skies above.
Her tongue passed over her lips as though it tasted something unappetizing.
Well, come in then, but let me move out of the way first. All right, get in.
Her hair was in two thick braids that wound about her head in a complicated geometrical pattern. Bailey wondered how long it took to arrange like that, and then remembered that, in all probability, the unerring mechanical fingers of a robot did the job. The hair set off her oval face and gave it a kind of symmetry that made it pleasant, if not pretty. She did not wear any facial makeup, nor, for that matter, were her clothes meant to do more than cover her serviceably. For the most part, they were a subdued dark blue, except for her gloves, which covered her to mid-arm, and were a badly clashing lilac in color. Apparently, they were not part of her ordinary costume. Bailey noted the thickening of one finger of the gloves, owing to the presence of the ring underneath. They remained at opposite ends of the room, facing one another. Bailey said,
You don't like this, do you, ma'am?
Clarissa shrugged.
Why should I like it? I'm not an animal, but I can stand it. You get pretty hardened when you deal with...
She paused, and then her chin went up as though she had made up her mind to say what she had to say without mincing.